Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话英文。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
So what are we going to do today?
Well, it's quite a nice day. We're having a wander around outside. Do you fancy a quick drink?
What, you mean a coffee?
No, a drink. We'll go to a pub.
Oh, alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Can't say no to that.
So, yeah, if you just look over there, there's a really nice pub that I know.So, should we go and just have a quick one?
Yeah, and maybe in the meantime, maybe we can also talk about pubs.
Yep. Well, we did have an episode about pubs before, didn't we?
Yeah, those were the early days. 我们原来做过一期关于 pubs, 英国酒馆的。But that was early days, so it was quite embarrassing.
Yeah, I think we were a little bit rusty back then, so...
So we decided to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you said that is a pub.
Yeah.
How do you know it? I cannot really see the word pub.
Well, no, that's in pretty much any authentic pub in the UK won't call itself pub in its name.
英国的酒馆 pub 都不会名字里面带 pub.
No, if you see the word pub, it's a bit strange and it's probably not authentic.
Mm.
So you can tell that this is a pub from the name and also the sign outside with the picture.
Mm, this picture shows a tree.What does that even mean?
Well, this pub is called the Royal Oak.
The Royal Oak, 皇家橡树 Does it mean anything?
It tells a story of a famous British king who, when he was escaping from a battle, he hid in a tree.
Oh, so it's a historical story.
Yeah, most of the pubs in the UK are named after historical figures, or local aristocracy, or kings and queens.
所以大部分的传统的英式酒馆要么是以皇室某个成员命名的、mm-hmm. 要么是以贵族命名的、mm-hmm. 或者是跟历史有关的
Yeah, well it's getting quite cold outside. Let's go in and have a quick drink.
Yeah, sure. Oh, quite crowded in here.
Well, yeah. The pub is not just a place for people to drink. It's a place to meet friends and also for pub regulars. So people come to the pub every dayLike those people in the corner. You can tell they're pub regulars, how they say hello to everyone as they come in.
And those people at the bar, they were still wearing suits. Did they come straight from work?
Yeah, it's very common in the UK. If you finish work, you might go with your friends, your colleagues, just for a quick drink.
It's a great way to socialise.
Oh yeah, but also you do get people come in for a quiet drink. So just on their own, so they can read a book, read the newspaper...and just sit and have a quiet drink.
Yeah, and another thing I did notice, in China, if you think of 酒吧, a bar, it's mainly just for young people.
Yes.
But here you also get older people sitting in a corner having a drink and then just reading a book. Is that very common?
Yeah, it's very common. You have to think what a pub actually is. Pub means public house, so it's a place that anyone can go into.
Is that what pub means?
Yeah.And you can just have people who want a quiet drink, but sometimes they do quiz nights, open mic, so you can sing in the pub as well with your friends, or you can play games like darts as well.
So public house 是 pub 的全称、
mm.
In the olden days, this must be a place where people just gathered.
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you think back then, people's houses were very, very small,restaurants weren't very popular, or there weren't many restaurants. So the only place that people could get together with their friends outside of work was in a pub.
In that way, pub has a very different role in British society.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I can see kids in here. They're definitely not allowed in bars. Why do you have kids in a pub?
Yeah, lots of people get confused about that. Yeah, they can come in and...As long as they don't go to the bar, and as long、mm-hmm. as they sit down and behave themselves, then children are allowed in the pub. After all, this is a place not just for friends, but also for family. And in this particular pub, they actually have a pub playground in the garden, so that children can play around.
So this really is more like a community centre.
Well, yes, with drinking.
With drinking.So, we've been sitting here for a bit. Do we not get waiters and waitresses?
No, we have to go to the bar. There's no table service here. So, if you just look at the bar over there where all the drinks are,、you can see the pub landlord, and next to him is the barmaid.
hang on a minute, landlord.
Mm.
Landlord, 这不是房东吗? Landlord is someone who owns the house and rents out the house.
Yeah.
What do you mean by landlord?
Well, landlord here is the manager of the pub. It's the man who owns the pub. Or,、if it's a woman, the landlady.
In that case, I'm the landlady of Lulu's happy hour.
Absolutely, that's, that's what you are.
Let's go order a drink.
Yep, let me get these.What are you having?
I don't know, what are you having?
Well, I'm going to probably have a small glass of the house white.
House white? 这个是店酒对不对?
Yeah, when we talk about the house white, we mean white wine. And it's normally the cheaper option.
Is it the cheapest bottle?
Normally it is, but every pub has their own different house white or house red. I just know the one here is quite nice.
Yes, why not?
And it saves a bit of money as well. How about you?
I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm not sure if I'm going to get beer or spirits. How do you order beer? I don't normally drink beer.
Well, to have a beer, you order a pint or a half.
A pint, P-I-N-T. I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I never figured out how much that is.
It's about 550 milliliters.
英国人常说的 a pint of something, 这个是差不多550毫升
Yeah.
So a pint of beer, like a pint of lager.
Yep, you have lager, bitter, and also you have draft as well. You notice at the front all of the taps with the pictures on it. Every pub has at least maybe about 8 or 10 different types of beer.
Draft beer, that's fresh from the tap.
Yeah.
扎啤、No, I think instead of beer, I think I'll just have old-fashioned gin tonic.
Yeah, sure. Okay, with ice and lemon?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Excuse me?
No, don't do that.
Don't do what? I just want to get his attention. He's not looking at us.
Oh, no, don't worry. He will notice us. In England, when you're ordering drinks at a bar, it's not polite to say, excuse me.
You know, when I tell my students, in a restaurant, you definitely gotta say, excuse me, to waitresses and waiters.
No, not in a bar. If you notice, you have people either side of us...And they're also waiting for drinks.
Oh, so I'm kind of jumping the queue. 有点插队的意思。
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, you just catch their eye. Normally, the landlord or the barmaid, they know who came first. So there's almost like an invisible queue.
So you just don't stand in line.
Yeah. So in the UK, if you jump that queue, it's quite rude.
People will give you the eye.
Well, they'll give you the eye. And...If someone comes to you and asks, are you being served? And there's someone in front of you, you have to say, oh, no, this gentleman or this lady was in front of me.
This is really the thing about British people always want to stand in line.
Yeah, well, it pays to be polite in a pub. Obviously, people do drink, so you don't want to upset people.
You don't want to get into any drunken arguments.
No. Thanks.Could I have a small house white, please, and a gin and tonic with ice and lemon? Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, how much do I owe you?
Oh, no. This is my round.
What do you mean round?
Well, in the UK, unless you're a student or unless you don't have much money, it's polite and somewhat traditional to buy a round for people.
So you don't split the bill, 不是 AA 买单，而是 buy a round. Does that mean buy a drink for everyone?
Yeah. So what happens is, say you have a group of 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
Person A buys a drink for everyone. Then the next person buys a drink for everyone.
Oh.
Then the next person buys a drink for everyone. And then the next person buys a drink for everyone. And you go round and round. So that's why I call it a round.
What if I can only handle 2 drinks?
If that's the case, you can volunteer to get the round first.
Okay.
Which is quite polite. Or you could just say, I'll get these. I only just want 1 drink or so.
So even when you don't want anything to drink, you still have to buy other people
a
round. 所以在英式酒馆里面喝酒是一轮一轮的给钱。This is something to keep in mind. You don't usually split the bill.
No.
You buy rounds.
But even if you don't want an alcoholic drink, remember that pubs do have lots of soft drinks, like Coke, water, even tea and coffee. When I was a student, I used to go into a pub during the day to order a coffee.Because the coffee was generally a lot cheaper than cafes. And also it's quieter during the day.
If you're in the UK, remember some of these tips and they will help you socialize with the locals a lot better.
Okay, Ah, excellent. Okay, here are our drinks.
Thank you.
So, gin and tonic for you.
Thank you.
Also a wine for me. Here you go. Oh, thanks. It's okay. Keep the change.
Is that how you tip?
Well, you don't really tip in an English pub. You can say keep the change if it's only like a few pence or something like that, and you don't want to get the change back. It's only you tip if there's table service. If there's a waiter, then you have to tip. But if you get the drinks yourself, then there's no tipping.
Sometimes you often hear, what is it, buy a drink for yourself? Or
We would say have one yourself.
Have one yourself.
Yeah.
That's also another way of giving a little bit of a tip.
Yeah, but it's not necessary.
So shall we sit inside or?
No, let's kind of sit outside. I think it's warming up a little bit now. And I want to show you the pub garden. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, let's go out.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to be doing in our next episode is, as we're sitting outside here in the pub garden, we're going to be discussing a little bit more about pubs and also attitudes to drinking in the UK.
Great.
I think that's quite a good topic over a gin and tonic and a glass of wine. What do you think?
Fantastic.
So until next time, cheers.
See you next time. Cheers.